My name is Georgeta Nica. I'm from Romania. I was born in a Christian family, and I'm so grateful to God because He chose me to be born into a family where I was able to hear His holy word. My parents were and still are amazing. The way they have educated and taught us how to behave from a Christian point of view is unique and very valuable to me. When I was young, we used to attend the big church in my village. It was called the Evangelical Church. And then, due to the fact that my father was in charge of planting evangelical churches, he planted a church in a village called Jupănești, which was a disadvantaged area because they were very poor and had even forgotten how to read and write. At first, they used to gather in their houses because there wasn't a church building in that area. Lord Jesus, through my father, taught them how to read and write, and in this way they learned to read the Bible. Finally, he got support from churches abroad to build a new church. In order to help the new church, we all started to attend and get involved in the ministry of our Lord Jesus. We are a family of 5 children. I am the youngest child. The eldest is my brother Giuliano, and he is an electrician. The second eldest is my sister Hermina, who is a French teacher in Romania. The third one is my brother Cosmin, who is a house painter. And the fourth one is Daniel, who is a bus driver. I was born with a medical issue that no one really noticed it until I was 5 years old. Eventually, my parents realized that I was not physically developing. And more than that, I was wearing the same pair of shoes again and again, as my feet were not growing. So they decided to take me to see a doctor, and after a set of medical checks, found out that I had congenital hypothyroidism. This illness refers to a thyroid deficiency in an infant. The doctor said it was already too late to do anything, and she didn't know if I would ever recover from it to become a normal child. When my parents heard this, they started fasting and praying intensively. They believed in divine healing because God says, Matthew 17:20, "For truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." After a long period of medication and sickness, I started to develop physically, but not mentally. At 8 years old, I went to school for a while, but it was in vain. I was still not able to process learning. My parents met with the doctor and told her everything that that was happening. They decided to stop me from attending school, but they were still happy because at least I started to develop physically. The doctor was amazed and asked my parents a question. She said, "Are you Christians?" My parents replied, "Yes, we are." Then she said, "You must have been praying a lot. Look, she's starting to grow." When I was 9 years old, I returned to school. But still, in the first grade, in Romania, we start first grade at age 7. So I already missed 2 years. But in the third grade, with the help of our Lord Jesus Christ, I began to understand better and recover quickly. Children who were born with the same illness in my country can barely read or calculate. As a result of his wonderful ministry, I succeed to pass the first national examination, which here is GCSE, and be part of a wonderful Christian high school called the Pentecostal Theological School Elim. Here I received the Lord Jesus into my life as my personal savior. I was 14 years old, and it was during a massive evangelical service in the big church in my village. During this service, lots of people received the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal savior. At this stage, I did not know what it meant to truly repent and what that might mean for me. My perception was that I needed to be obedient to my parents, which was good because in Bible says in Exodus 20:12, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. And not to reply back to my brothers and behave nice with everyone. When I started to attend the Christian high school and study the Bible properly, I understood that in order to do His will, I would need to do what the psalmist David says in Psalm 119:11, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. At that time, I took this verse to my mind, but not with all my heart. But He still remained faithful to me in every way of His blessing, because whenever I asked Him to help me in school with learning, He did it. I passed my national GC, which we call it baccalaureate, at the age of 20. Also, at 20 years old, I was baptized in the new church. The occasion was unique and full of emotions. I even started to get more involved in church activities from Jubenesh along with my sister. She was teaching Bible lessons to the children, and I was helping with singing. Apart from this, we also helped them with their assignments in all subjects they needed to help with. We even gave lessons of French and English in case they decided to go abroad to work. Indeed, some of them went to Germany and Sweden, and knowing a bit of English was a good achievement for them. Later, I graduated from university with a degree in a modern language. After that, I graduated with an MBA in English translations. All this I manage only through our Lord Jesus Christ. In addition to the fact that He was the supreme sacrifice for me and He has blessed me in all my school projects, I feel completely ashamed because I started to be concerned about my physical appearance as a young being. I started being proud of my achievements, forgetting that all I have obtained, was because of His wonderful mercy. The sin led me to make a wrong choice at that time, but even so, God turns this wrong choice into a wonderful blessing, and you will see why I'm saying this in a moment. In 2018, I got my first job as a hotel receptionist. I got married to my husband, and at that time he was transport manager, who was not a believer. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 6:14-15, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness with wicked have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? In spite of this wrong choice that I made, God was still with me. Though in my mind there was the thought that He does not love me anymore because of the wrong choice I made. In 2018, we came to UK in order to save up some money to return to Romania and buy a house. So we both came to the golf hotel in Udolspa. I got a job as an attendant and a waiter, and my husband as a kitchen porter and kitchen assistant. For me, it was quite hard to get used to the type of work. I was supposed to clean a room in 15 minutes and prepare it for the guests, whereas back home in Romania, I was treated as a baby. It was hard to get used to the local dialect. I was more used with the American pronunciation, not Lincolnshire ones. It was also difficult to communicate with people because of my shyness. Getting the right meaning was so difficult. Many times I was found alone, weeping because I was not able to solve my problem straight away. I was always asking God for help to solve the problems and to understand everything people said. After 2 months, I found out I was pregnant. I was still working, and eventually I lost that baby, which made me take the decision to resign from the golf hotel. I still live there because of my husband. He was much appreciated because of his quickness in doing work and had more life experience. Around this time, I started a new job in Udolspa at Woodlands Cafe. I really enjoy it and started to attend the local Methodist church. As there was no evangelical or Baptist church in that area. Here I met Kate Wally. She's a music teacher and became my best friend and also helped me learn English pronunciation. I also met Dr. Seth Sky, Brother Bill, who is here. Dr. Seth Sky led wonderful Bible lessons on Thursdays, and all of them made me feel part of this wonderful fellowship. Lots of people from here are special, brothers and sisters in Christ. In October 2018, God gave me, an unworthy sinner, a beautiful gift. That is why I said earlier that the wrong choice I had made, He turned it into a wonderful blessing, giving me my beautiful princess. Also, my husband is starting to attend church. It was difficult to raise a baby because we did not have a house in Udolspa. In Udolspa, rents seemed very expensive to us. We were still in the hotel. We both feel thrilled and excited that we are going to have a baby. We both searched for options regarding where to find a home, but there was no chance because all the houses had exorbitant prices. I started to worry a lot and pray a lot. Then I succeeded to get another job in Woodlands Cafe, where I met a friend who advised me to apply for council houses. One of my friends said that it is almost impossible to get one. But I kept praying and crying out to God when I was alone, saying, God, I know I am a sinner. You do not want my dad, you want my salvation. Ezekiel 33:11, say to them, As surely as I live, declares sovereign Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they've turned from their ways and live. Turn from your evil ways. Thanks to his great mercy and faithfulness, on the 16th of April 2019, we received the keys to a council house, and in May, we moved in. On the 9th of July, I gave birth to my princess, and in September, we made her blessing in the Methodist Church from Udor Spa, led by our wonderful brother, Dr. Seth Sky. After having been through some difficult stages of my life, I now understood that in order to survive as a Christian, I needed to be addicted to our Lord Jesus Christ. And if I am not well anchored in his word, which is the Bible, the big waves of the darkness will be able to swallow me so easily. Now, all I want is to remain faithful on his way in order to follow him with all my heart and all my strength. I am very grateful to him because he chose me to save me and did not abandon me like people would do. I also feel a great gratitude for my parents because on their knees, I'm sure they have raised burning prayers for my family and me. I am simply overwhelmed by his way of turning a wrong choice into a blessing. In my opinion, when you say God, you say infinity love, endurance, and forgiveness. Now, my burning prayer is that Olivia and my husband receive the Lord Jesus as their personal savior. I do not want anything else in this life, but God hears my prayer and fulfills it so that we can all serve the Mighty One. Joshua 24:2, Joshua said unto all people, choose this day whom ye will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Before choosing to attend the Baptist church, as I mentioned above, I used to go to the Methodist church in Udor Spa, where there are also amazing people with big hearts. Then I moved in 2019 to Coningsby, where I was attending the Methodist church as well. But starting in June 2021, the Methodist committee was supposed to have a meeting regarding the approval of marriage in between the same sexes. From that moment, I stopped attending the Methodist church. I was even a bit disappointed that the committee had even considered this thing. People from Udor Spa and Coningsby Methodist are wonderful people. I still love my brothers and sisters, and whenever I get the chance, I visit them. I started to search on Google for churches, and I found this wonderful church. I remember the day when I came here, everything was awesome, but I still had a doubt about the problem that I left the previous church about regarding the same-sex marriages. Then I started to pray about this problem and decided to ask somebody from the church. God answered me quicker than I expected. One day, when I was walking to work, I bumped into Brother Rob walking his dog. I asked him about it, and he reassured me, saying, we would rather meet in each other's houses as our Christian ancestors did it in the past than to approve this. Hearing this made me to stop worrying about it. May God our Lord give us the strength that we need to follow him in everything. As one line from the song says, in Christ alone says, till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I stand. Amen.
I'm really tall now. Oh, welcome. You're very brave. Well done.